Welcome you here today. It's the Saturday morning mix. We're getting it in already. Broadcasting live from New Jersey. Yes, we here in Jersey. And I tell you, we are based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. So shout out to all my North Carolinians out there. To all the listeners, we are pumped up today. We got a special treat for you guys. You can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And today's guest, we got in our Saturday morning mix, we got Grammy nominated Alvin Garrett. And we want you guys to tune in and get in the chat room, get online, get everywhere, and listen in to the hottest radio station on the planet. We're going to come back with our guests in just a few, but we got some hot new music as well we want to display. We had a chance to talk with so many artists here at the Nikki Rich Show, and I tell you, it's been amazing, amazing week, not only from the artist standpoint, but from the film directors, everybody that's been on. And we're looking forward for next week. We will be hitting L.A., going to L.A. I'm excited. I'm covering Men's Fashion Week. The Nikki Rich Show will be in the building, so be on the lookout. But right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to go to one of our past guests here on the Nikki Rich Show, Avant and Kiki Wyatt, and this is you and I.
Ladies and gentlemen, and all the lovers around the world, I want to talk about the one I love. I know a lot of times we forget how they take good care of you. But tonight, I just want to express the way I feel.
Oh, baby, funny how things have changed in my life now. Whether near or far, I want to be where.
With the hottest radio station on the planet. You already know it's your girl, Nikki Rich. Again, we're broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I am the host and CEO of the show. You can log on to NikkiRichShow.com. Check us out. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show. Not only that, you can go to TuneIn. We're on TuneIn Radio and download us on iTunes Podcast Radio as well. And lastly, we are syndicated on College Underground Radio, where you can also check us out as well. And you know what? The Nikki Rich Show right now, we're standing with over 500,000 listeners. So shout out to everybody supporting the movement. We thank you guys so much. I'm excited about today's guest. Man, it's everybody ready? Because I know I am. We have our networks open. Everything is booming right now. We got our Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Y'all follow us at Miss Nikki Rich. And you can also follow our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for the Nikki Rich Show, which is at Miss Nikki Rich Show as well. So we got two going, and we got it all open. But it's that time, guys, and I'm excited to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. You might know him as Grammy-nominated songwriter, producer, a native from Tulsa, Alabama. And not only that, has received a nomination in 2012 for writing the song Bring Your Praise. So with no further ado, I would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, this Saturday Morning Mix welcomes Grammy-nominated Alvin Garrett. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good morning, Nikki. How are you?
I am great. We're glad to have you in the house.
So glad to be here. You know, I feel all special and honored that you would put me on your show to talk to you and all your listeners, and I'm ready to get it on with you.
Most definitely, most definitely. You talking about getting it on now. It's Saturday morning.
No, I'm just saying. Hey. you know it's right in the morning now. You know that's when it's right.
Oh, you exposing yourself early this morning.
You know what? I'm here to just tell the truth. I'm here to tell the truth this morning.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, we know I want to start off by saying congratulations to you on all your success thus far, man. I'm just a Grammy. Being Grammy nominated is just truly amazing. Just to know that somebody recognizes your talent. That's pretty major to me, and just that stature alone. Not only that, you have also won Stellar Awards as well, so much. You have such a vast background, I would say, and I just want to start off by saying congratulations thus far.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, say glory be to God, you know, right place at the right time. And I always say about those Grammys, man, you can't buy those. You just got to.
No.
Work hard, and then when it's you can't buy them, you can't campaign for them. So it's one of those things that I'm really grateful for, and it has pushed me actually to work a lot harder, you know, to live up to that nomination, and to try to get a couple of victories under my belt. So I've just been going really, really hard since that happened. So I appreciate you.
Now, what was that feeling like when you got that phone call, you got that word that you were nominated? Because that's pretty major. I mean, I don't know what I would be feeling like if somebody said, oh, you're nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, it didn't set in. I almost didn't believe it. Like, I was just kind of chilling. And, you know, actually my good friend Ruben Studdard called me. That's my good boy. We've been boys for a long time. He hit me up. Hey, man, you know you're nominated for a Grammy? I was like, oh, for real? I was like, okay, cool. And it just didn't hit me right away because it was kind of like surreal. So I posted it on Facebook the next morning. And it lit up like comments. And that's when it kind of hit me like, whoa, this is real. You know, this is real. And it started to sink in how exciting it really was because it was just hard to process right at that time that, you know, from here for the rest of your career you have that to that title that you can use and also that challenge to live up to, you know what I mean? So you can't get the Grammy nomination and come off like you're getting lucky. You got to work hard to keep following up to that mantle because that's a very prestigious title there. So just to be able to follow that up with hit singles with Joe on the radio, it's just real exciting to be in this place, you know?
Exactly. I mean, that's truly amazing. I know you have toured across the globe. Just to see the cities, the countries, and so much more. I mean, just that opportunity is truly amazing as well. And as an artist, singer, songwriter, I mean, you're doing it all. Right.
I'm telling. Hey, see, like I told you earlier, I'm from Alabama. And one thing about us in Alabama, you can't just do one thing and make it in Alabama. You better have about 10 different skills. You know what I'm saying? It's like little Jamaica over here.
Exactly.
I was just about to tell a little quick story. I remember one time I was in Atlanta in the studio with some guys from L.A., and I sat down at the mixing console, pulled the mic up to my mouth, started singing, started running the board, started writing the song. They were like, hold up, man. They're like, man, what you doing? It's like, they're like, yo, man, you do everything. Like, you do everything? And they were blown away because they were like, man, I couldn't even turn the computer on. I just write songs. So they were like, man, guys in L.A., they don't do all of that. I'm like, man, in Alabama, you got yourself. You don't know. So they were kind of amazed.
Exactly.
So, but anyway, I just threw that in based on what we were talking about. So go ahead, sweet thing. I didn't want to interrupt you.
No. Was there anybody I would say that you looked up to that as a mentor or somebody that – inspire you to become a producer, songwriter? Was there anybody you say, okay, you know, I see what this person doing, I wouldn't mind doing that?
You know what? Interestingly enough, a good friend of mine, his name is PJ Morton, and a lot of people know him. He's the black member of Maroon 5, signed to Young Money. He and I were in a band together called Freestyle Nation back in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And I play bass guitar as well, so he recruited me to the band. And, I mean, just an amazing, phenomenal group. And he's just such an amazing songwriter, and that's what kind of inspired me to want to become more than just a musician, because I've been playing bass all my life, and I've always written, you know, poetry, but never took songwriting all the way seriously. But just his level of songwriting and the things that he was saying and how he was putting the songs together, I started composing music with him. And it really, really pushed me. I was like, man, I want to get into the songwriting thing. And he would always tell me, say, listen, man, the only way you're going to get good at this is just keep doing it. And to see where he is in his career now and where I am in my career is just a real testament to just sticking to your craft and staying at it. So I really celebrate him and his success. Really good friend of mine and mentor with the songwriting and the inspiration thing, you know.
What allowed you to, or encourage you to step out alone and just say, hey, I want to do my own music. I want to do this myself, you know, and not with anybody else.
Well, I didn't step away from anybody else because let it be known, please come get as many songs from me, world, as you would like. I am a songwriter. I am a producer. but the artist thing was a way to give myself a face. There were some situations as a songwriter that I was in, and I felt like a ghost. You know what I mean? There was one situation where a couple of artists were actually performing, they were all performing my songs, and none of them knew who I was. And that was slightly discouraging because if they saw me in a mall or at a grocery store, they couldn't say, "Hey, man, thank you for the song I'm singing." You know, they didn't even know me. So I said, I want my voice to be heard. I want to have a face. I want to have a brand. I want people to get to know me, not just be somebody writing songs, but be somebody that's touching people. You know what I mean? And so when I did my album, Expose Yourself, I sat down and I said, of all the things that I can write about, what best represents who I am as a person and as a man?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I came up with this particular body of work, to show this side of my personality. And I'm very, very proud of it, very pleased with it. And, you know, whenever you play some music today, I'm sure your listeners, you know, will be kind of interested to find out more about what's happening on this album.
Well, we got Expose Yourself here on the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to be displaying that right now. Do you mind introducing it here first?
Which one are we going to play? Are we going to play Never Gonna Find?
Well, we got to Expose Yourself first.
Oh, Expose Yourself. Hey, well, let's go with the title first. I'm gonna set it up right. Ladies, listen here. We need you to just take off all your fears and inhibitions, all these insecurities that you cover yourself with. Baby, you are beautiful. Your body is perfect just the way it is. Just take it off of me. Expose yourself. Let's do it. Nighttime is the right time around here.
That's true. That's true. Now we like late nights and early mornings here.
I know. Good, good. Don't discriminate against any time of day.
But oh, I'm boy. Loving it. I know we got so many people listening in right now. Yes, you got me in tears over here. You are a mess.
Oh, man, I love to have
now,
fun,
I love it because it's good, it's clean, it's just so hot. You know, we need this right now because you hear so much that's the same, and you don't never. It's really, you hear some good music, you know, and it's bringing me back to, you know, like the 96, the 97, where, you know, you can go back and listen to R. Kelly or somebody like that, you know, in regards to Joe, you know, somebody like that, and it'll last forever. You can play something right now, and you'll be like, oh, that's my jam, you know, instead of a one-hit wonder, you know?
That's right. That's right. That's right. Well,
and
you know, I always
I
say,
love.
Man, well, I like to write music from a perspective of a man that pays attention to women. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, nothing against R&B and music that people are making, but it sounds to me that they really don't know, a lot of the guys really don't know what a woman wants to hear. You know what I'm saying? And I just decided I'm gonna sing the music and sing it in a manner that women – and even guys can respect, and women can say, oh, my God, I want a guy to think about me this way, to treat me this way, to look at me this way. And a lot of the music women hear, I can only imagine what it would feel like to hear somebody talking about you the way they do. Like, in real life, you'd be like, dude, you need to step back. You know, that ain't how you talk to a lady. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
Music reflects mindset. So a lot of the things that guys are saying is because they may not respect or even care to know what a woman really needs and wants, you know?
And you know what, I just listened to your single as well. It brings out, you know, a lot of people, they're not telling their feelings no more or what you would want to hear. It's just like what they think you want to hear. And it's not it. It's, you know, that feelings. Nobody's really bringing that in anymore like they used to. And to really touch you, like, okay, you know, just listening to that, I love it.
Yeah. Hey, you can't be scared. You know, most people scared. They can't be scared. Yeah. Hey, man, you know, keep. But it's still, like you say, the music can still be catchy. I say I can write a song with a killer hip-hop beat. But if you strip away all the music and listen to what I'm saying, it can still be a good record with some good classic R&B lyrics, as long as you're saying it in a cool and trendy way. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's all about what you're talking about, you know what I mean? At least that's where I stand, you know.
Do you feel it's easier for you to, I would say, transition into just, you know, go from producing and songwriting to artist? Do you think that's easier? It helps a little bit because you are that songwriter and producer?
Yeah, and even more so on the artist side, I think my musician background and my performance background is more advantageous in that area because I've been on stage behind great singers. I've put shows together, so I know how to present a show. You know, that's what I've been doing all my life. And that's, you know, when I'm in the studio writing, I know I write from the perspective of what I'm feeling and how it's going to be delivered on stage, even when I'm writing for other people. You know, even when you're doing your phrasing, a lot of times with the technology people have, they do stuff in the studio that's not realistic on stage. So a lot of singers get up there and run out of breath trying to sing the songs, and it doesn't come off realistic. It sounds good on a recording, but when you have that performance background, you're like, okay, how can I sing this live? Because I want my live performance to be believable, authentic. I don't want to be running out of breath, cutting my words off, not delivering the record like they heard it on the CD or on the, you know what I mean, on the radio. So that definitely gives me a different perspective as an artist now. But even in choosing the type of songs, I have to look at myself differently. I say, okay, you're not a songwriter, because there's some songs I write, and you wouldn't even believe it. If you played one of my gospel songs next to one of my club records, you would swear, no, he didn't do that. Ain't no way you can talk about Jesus and lifting your hands and then come back and talking about, you know, shaking it in the club. So as a songwriter, if I can think about it, I can write a song about it. You know what I'm saying? But as an artist, I say, who do I represent? What's my image? What's my style? What do I want people to see about me? Songwriting, fair game. You know what I'm saying? It's fair game. And I'm not afraid to do that, because some people will say, hey, how you going to do gospel music and do R&B? I'm gonna say, you get checked for all of it. You know that?
Exactly. You can.
Yeah.
What is your best, though? What do you feel is your best genre of music? You like the best.
I wouldn't say my best, because I'm pretty authentic in whatever I just sit down and decide to write. I can tell you my favorite. I love, like, just really, really soulful R&B, like, for myself, where it kind of has a quartet, gospel-y type of feel where you can really sing. You know, you think about the Sam Cooks and the Al Greens. But I love that. That fits my voice and my style the most. Like the song that you hear with Joe, the two singles that he had, I'd Rather Have a Love and Love and Sex. Those types of songs where you got real instrumentation, real, you know, orchestration in your music, where you can sit back and sing and tell a good story that'll be the same story 10 years from now, that's my favorite type of music to write. You know what I'm saying? I can write trendy stuff, but, you know, those type of records, like I'd Rather Have a Love, oh, my God, that record, you know, it'll be good 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Because, you know, people going to always feel that way. You know, that's my favorite type of music to write and perform.
And, you know, we also know you have that certain style and image. I like your style. You have a stylist out there, because you bring in the trends. And not only that, because we always tell the artist, image is everything, and you got it down pat.
Hey, let me tell you, that was one of the first things when I decided to be an artist, because I have an executive background. I studied in business and marketing. When I decided to become an artist, first thing I did was said, okay, Alvin, you're now the product. I have to change my workout, you know, because I play football, so I would, you know, bench real heavy, want to be real stocky. So I said, okay, you can't be all stocky and tight looking trying to sing this sexy R&B. So I started doing a boot camp where I lost a lot of weight, slimmed down, got a stylist, because I'm not the type of guy, my clothes don't make me, I make the clothes. So I didn't do a lot of shopping, because I got a nice smile. And women would always say, oh, you got pretty teeth and nice dimples. So I need to go buy the latest trendy clothes. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got charisma. That would be my selling point. So I said, I don't know how to dress for real. So I brought in my boy Ryan Christopher. He styles some of the ladies on Love and Hip Hop. You know, he's from here in Birmingham. I said, listen, man, I'm all yours. I'm going to work on the body. You get me looking right. Listen to the music. Do your thing with me. So I was able to relinquish my personal opinion about my look and say, let me find a good team and say, man, you put me together and teach me how to dress myself. You know what I'm saying? So I brought somebody in. You know what I mean? Got me a publicist. That's how we're talking today. I put a team together, and I said, you know, I can't do this by myself. I got the talent, but I can't do everything alone. So what you see is a result of really good people coming together to present a great product, and I give all of them credit and praise for what they do with and for me.
And it's a team. It's that team. It's a team. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You know, I got to work on the product. I got to keep it right and tight, you know, and then they got to put it together so that I deliver and don't embarrass them, you know. My little PR people, they was like, we just love you. You don't care. When they say, are you available for an interview? I said, of course. Why are you even asking me that? Just tell me what time it is.
Exactly.
Wow, really?
Exactly.
Well,
we were there, I tell you, because we've been waiting, and we said we got to get Mr. Alvin Garrett on the Nikki Rich Show here, and we're here today.
I know. I'm so excited, man. I'm having a blast. And I was checking you out. Yo, listen, I know your listeners already know about you, but hey, I'm sitting here checking you. I'm like, yo, I'm interviewing with a famous person, right? So I'm on starstruck. I'm gonna have to get me an autograph. I'm like, let me come to one of your shows and sing or something.
You know, we be working out here, man. We got it a lot globally.
Hey, I'm telling you, bring me in. I'm ready to sing. I'm ready to get in front of the people. Let's do it.
Most definitely. Well, we got some more hot new music. We got Never Gonna Find, Never Gonna Find. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Never Gonna Find is a record that tells everybody, listen, when you find a love, because you know how it is, some people want to search. They get a little good thing, and it ain't good enough. You get about 80% of what you want, but you keep searching for that 20. At some point, when you find somebody that's willing to deal with your crazy butt, you need to stick with them because you may never, never find another love like the one you got. Let's do it.
Oh, baby, said I've never known a girl like you, no, never, no, not like you, baby girl, I've never seen someone so beautiful, and I've never felt a touch so gentle, and I've never known someone that could move my heart quite like you do. I'm sure that I'm never, never, never gonna find a love like yours. So girl, I'm gonna hold on.
Gonna find, man, that's another hot song. I tell you, everybody listening in, you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. All you got to do is press that 1 if you want to speak to myself or the guest. And we got a lot of listeners tuned in. Much love to you. I see we got 718 in the building, 704. I see we got 980-44 in the building. Much love to you guys. And I see we got 213. Shout out to Callie. I know that's Callie right there. But much love to everybody that's listening in. Now, just listening to that, do you ever get nervous when you go out there and perform your singles or your songs?
Not anymore. I always have butterflies because I'm excited. But when I started singing the music, it was, you know, stepping out for the first time, really, really, as a vocalist and not as a bass guitarist, because I could always hide behind my guitar. You know, it was I worked out a lot of kinks. You know, but now, I mean, I feel what I'm singing, and when I get in front of people, I don't care if it's 10 people or 10,000. You're gonna get the same passion and same energy, because I love what I'm singing and I love what I'm singing about, and I love the people that I'm singing to. So it's just a blessing to be able to do that, and it's kind of addictive when you can look people in the eyes and you see that they're really loving your music. It just makes you go harder, you know.
That's real, and much love, because I got so many people that's hit me up right now on my Twitter. They're tuned in. Much love to everybody that's listening in. We got people from Vegas as well as Louisville. Not sure where that is, but much love to you guys that's tuned in right now. Definitely had to shout that out. Everybody's showing so much love for the show right now. But it's truly amazing just to have you on here tonight to inspire those out there, you know, coming from an artist, producer, and a songwriter standpoint. Not only that, being Grammy nominated, there's so much that you do out here, and you're working, and you're showing them that it doesn't stop here. You got to keep going. You got to work extra hard. You got to push. And not only that, and I want to tell everybody, you know, like I said before, we talked about image. What do you do to maintain your image? I know you're in the gym. I know you're working out. Like, what is your regimen to maintain that image?
Well, I as much as I can, I try to do something every day. I'm not gonna lie. I don't eat as good as I should. I go through phases where I eat really good, and then sometimes I eat really bad. But I work out really, really hard. So I do boot camp, you know, which is a lot of plyometrics, high cardio, light weights, you know, running stairs, push-ups, you know, core workout, you know, just to keep my body a little slimmer, because I do have the tendency to bulk up pretty fast if I decide to start lifting too heavily. So I don't do a lot of heavy weights. And then my dad was a bodybuilder, you know, so I kind of got a few genetics working for me, but I don't look nearly as good as he did when he was my age, so. Shout out to Pop.
To help you out.
He started me off in the seventh grade. He's like, all right, son, because I remember, funny story, I'll never forget this. I was in the sixth grade, right? And so there was a little girl I was interested in, and she was like, you know, I'm trying to do my thing. Of course, I didn't have my swag up just at that point. You know, I'm a young man. So I'm trying to be nice to her. She was like, you know what? You cute and all. And then she going to point to the dude that's been in the sixth grade for like 4 years in a row, but he fine, you know? I'm like, oh, yeah. You cute, but he fine, right? So she just, you know, just struck me down. I'm like, yo, he like 17 years old, you know, so he was all built and muscular because he was older than everybody else, you know what I mean? So I went home, I told my dad, I said, Pop, you know, I want to play football. I told him what happened. He said, son, you want to get in shape? You ready to work? That's when he started taking me to the gym. And like, yo, by the eighth grade, the pecs was popping. I didn't hear that no more. They were like, ugh. So, yeah, I started early.
You was ready.
I didn't like that rejection, man. That did not feel good, man. I was like, cute, but not fine? No, I'm going to work on that. You know?
He want to be fine.
I want to be fine. Like,
I mean, cute is fine, too. Like,
but
some
cute
of the ladies, they might say cute, but It can be fine, because I say cute a lot, but I really mean fine.
not to a dude in the sixth grade. That was like the ultimate slap down. Like, because she didn't say, you cute, okay, we can hang out. She said, you cute, but he fine. So it was like,
okay.
You want to get with him? Well, I need both of them, too.
Oh,
man.
Cute and fine.
I want you and fine. And no excuses next time. I'm like, eighth grade, oh, no excuses. You coming with me, so.
Yes. And a lot of people, I would say, you know, just listening to you and, you know, giving out what you do, a lot of people don't know this also helps you when you're on stage, your breathing techniques, and just performing. Because some artists, they get up there, they think they can just go out there and perform, and that's it. And like you said, you can be out of breath, and, you know, you got counts that you have, and they can't even do it. And you're like, what's wrong? He's breathing too hard. He's out of breath. He's about to pass out. You got to practice. You got to get in that gym. You got to work out. You got to get yourself going. You know, that's what all that image is about.
Mm-hmm. And it's also, for me, it's actually a part of a deeper process for me. It's more of a spiritual thing, because I can, especially when I'm producing other artists, I can look at them and I can say, I can almost evaluate what you've been doing for the past 60 days. You know what I'm saying? I can see if you've been waking up late. I can see if you've been sleeping. I can see if you've been really grinding, if you've been disciplined. Because discipline it translates no matter what you do. Consistency, being dedicated, it's the same principle, it's the same mindset no matter what you're doing. So when I deal with an artist and they come to me, I want you to write for me, I want you to get behind me. Okay then, well, let's see you get in shape in the next 30 days. Let's see how you can change your body. If they can't do that, that tells me they probably going to quit when they realize that being an artist ain't easy. When it means, okay, you got to wake up at 7 in the morning and do an interview, but you'd rather be sleeping at 12, so you sleep past that interview. That tells me that you don't have that commitment in your heart. So it's not just a physical thing. It's an internal thing. Like, I do it because I push myself to say, man, when you get that no, because I get rejected too, believe it or not. I still get rejected in things that I want to do. People tell me no all the time. But that's okay, because I always say the people that tell me no can just celebrate me later and say, wow, I saw that dude when he was just a person I didn't know. You know, I didn't know he was going to be this. I passed on him. So that's okay, because I like that type of stuff. That doesn't kill my spirit, you know. But when I'm working out, I'm pushing myself, like, keep going. Don't give up. Like, keep pushing past the pain. Push past the rejection. So it's not just physical. It's spiritual and emotional on the inside, you know what I mean, to say that I'm striving to be my best in every area, not just physically, but in my craft and everything that I do. So that's
and
why
you
got to
be healthy, too. When we get pursuing our visions, our dreams, it all comes together. You got to get your sleep. You got to get your exercise in. You got to do it all, you know, and you feel better. Life is good. Everything is better.
That's right.
You can tell the difference. You can tell when you're healthy, you're getting your rest. You can tell when all this is happening. When it's your time and you're going through this little stage where you just getting all this together, and you can see it and it happen, all of it has to be together. People think that you don't have to get your rest. You do. You got to get your rest, because this can overtake you and overwhelm you, you know, because we love it. So we can just always, you know, be like, oh, I got to get in the studio. I got to get on this radio show. I got to do this, got to do that. But we do need a break from it from time to time.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I know, I take my
break. That is true. I know that's right.
And I definitely got to go back to the social. You know, every time I got to shout out my social network listeners that's listening in. We got the For Humanities listening in, their online store. We got Miss Christy Love, North Carolina. She got a radio show, Crazer Radio, and just for the first time, ATL Showbiz Law, Mr. Jonathan Mason is tuned in.
Hey!
Trademark attorney, blogger, radio host. Thank you so much for all this listening in and showing love to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm telling you, my network right now is open and everybody is just showing so much love. So thank you guys, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Much love to you. Got a shout out to the supporters.
I know that's right. And I'm so glad that they're tuned in. I feel special this morning.
Mm-hmm. And we have some artists as well. I see we have some independent artists that's listening as well. What, I would say, inspiring words or feedback could you give to them listening in, you know, with them also pursuing their vision and you being an artist coming from that standpoint?
Well, I always tell artists, you know, first thing they need to do is just really, really learn the business. Because, you know, a lot of people are born with a lot of talent. I mean, so many talented people out there striving to be successful. But if you don't understand the business and you don't understand the strategies that it takes of how to package your talent, I tell people all the time the hardest thing for an artist to do sometimes is to box themselves in. That's sort of against the whole artistic mind frame. Don't box me in. I can do sing classical. I can do all this. I can do all that. But people buy everything in boxes. Consumers think in terms of boxes and categories. So I tell artists, pick a category, pick a lane, and stick to it. You can't be all things to everybody as an artist. You know what I mean? As a writer, I can write all types of things. But as an artist, I have to pick a lane. You know what I mean? And so pick a lane, know your craft, know the business, know everybody else's job, know the people that are investing in you, the labels, management, your attorneys. Know why they're even interested in you, because if you don't know everybody else's vested interest in you, and if you think it's all about you, you'll be by yourself for a very long time. So know the business, know your craft, pick a lane, and then from there, you know, just find yourself and do your thing. But I don't care how talented you are. If you don't understand the business, even if you get in it, you'll be out of it pretty quickly, you know.
But you know how you got to learn a business? You got to put in work. You have to go out there and research. Research. That's the whole key thing. You have to research. You can't expect for people to give it to you because they're not. And if somebody's going to give you some information, they're going to give you just enough. You got to know what you're working with. You have to research it yourself, and you have to take it in and then apply it to what you're doing. That's the first thing you have to do. And you can't just do it one time. You got to keep going over and over so you can take it in and understand it. Because a lot of times we might read something, we might not understand it the first time. You're like, okay, I read it, but I don't get it. Sometimes you got to keep reading it. And a lot of times things are done by experience, too. So once you've read it, and you probably read it one time, and, you know, you might have went through something, you're like, okay, I get it now. You can go right back to it and check it out again. But that's what we have to do. We have to research it, and we have to apply to what we're doing. But you have to know first where you're going and what you're trying to do. A lot of times we just jump out there and, like, okay, I need to learn the business. Okay, but what are you trying to learn about the business? Are you trying to, what are you trying to do? What is your plan? It's not what everybody else's plan is. We need to know what's your plan. What are you wanting to do? Because a lot of times people tend to do things based on everybody else. But that's not what you want to do. And you know how sometimes we tend to do things based on everybody else. So we start believing it's really what we want to do, but it's really not. Acting on things that you really don't want to do. But you do it anyway.
That's true. You're right.
I mean, that's true. We can get, like, because I'm a radio host, it's somebody out there that might want to, you know, they might be an artist for 1 minute, and then they say, oh, I want to be a radio host too. And then they might not know about it and not really into it, but they just see the things that it might bring, you know. And then that being said, they start believing, okay, I really, even though you can be, ain't nothing wrong with that, you can be a radio host, but people, you're not really understanding. You just see the things that happen, you know, and it seems easy. So you're like, oh, let me do this. This might be a little easier, you know, and we start believing like it's something that you really want to do, but really and truly, you really want to be an artist, you know. So that's something that that happened, and that's how it happened. But, you know, we have no limits as a person. We can be a radio host, a DJ, a songwriter, a writer. You have no limits, but the point is do what you love, what you want to do. If it's something you want to do, you do it the way you want to. Don't ask nobody, how should I be doing this? How should I do? You do it your way, and then watch it multiply. You see things happen. You're like, okay, you know, I never thought this would happen because I'm doing what I love and I'm doing the way I want to do it. Nobody can't tell me this is how I want to do it, and you got to be firm with it, you know?
That's true. That's true. And you better and learn about relationships and how to give, you know? Because
yes.
I always say, man, the world doesn't owe you anything. Nobody owes you fame. Nobody owes you stardom. Nobody owes you success. You owe the world. You got to be a servant. You know what I'm saying? Because I think what we've gotten in this music business, brother, I mean, I love social media. God bless it. I do. But we've gotten away from really touching people. You know what I mean? People think, I don't have to be good to folks. I can just be famous and not really know people. You have to learn what emotional effect you have on people and touch them, make them feel a certain way. Treat people good, and people will treat you good, you know? And I get so much happening for me because I've learned how to serve others. Say, what do you need? You need me to be – you need me to write a song for you? Okay, I'll write a song. You need me to play an instrument for you? I'll play an instrument. But just going out of your way to help people. And they'll turn around and say, hey, man, I know somebody that is doing this. I'm going to get you linked up with that. It's just that relationship and that pipeline. Most folks go out here chasing that bottom line, and they tearing down these pipelines. A pipeline is a steady flow of opportunities, steady flow of information. So I try to build pipelines because I have a very nice bottom line if I got an open pipeline. You know what I'm saying? And that's just wisdom, you know, to build these relationships and get that information and that knowledge. But just have people on your side. You know what I mean? You be super talented and people don't like you. And like, yo, I don't mess with him. You know, because he did. Next thing you know, you got all talent in the world. You ain't getting no calls. You ain't getting no gigs. You ain't getting no opportunities because people done told somebody else, like, hey, that's first rule in marketing. One angry customer tells three times as many people as a happy customer.
People don't realize how much word of mouth is the key. That's the number one. And this business marketing, you know, because I tell you, word of mouth, it will get you a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people, they be tuned in and they be listening. They might not say nothing, but you're going to hear from somebody else, oh, I heard you had a good show, or I heard you performed well tonight, or something like that. You're going to hear from somebody else. So, you know, that is the number one. And you want people to be talking. You want them to be saying, I know the Alvin Garrett. I heard single, you know. And you want them to be talking and get that word out globally.
That's right.
And what we do here at the Nikki Rich Show, we don't think locally. We think globally because we want it to be everywhere. We're international here.
Yes. Yes.
It's a movement.
Internationally known. Oh,
but
man. You
the microphone. You know, we had him on too, Rob Bass. We had Rob Bass on.
Oh, didn't you? Oh, man. Oh.
Yes, it was amazing. So, you know, it's truly amazing just to have you here today just to share your projects and all that you have done. You work with so many artists and written so many hits, I would say, you know, and look where you are today. Like I said, Grammy nominated. Man,
you have to stay hungry, man. I always say you can't eat the same meal twice. So, you know, I thank God for all that has happened, but I'm always striving for more to happen. So it's just a humbling journey to for everything you just said. But that keeps me fueled for the future, thinking 2014, 2015. And I see that happen a lot of times where people accomplish a few things and they sit back and they relish in that for too long and they lose that hunger and that drive. And then as people start getting used to what you did and get further away from that, you know, then you start drifting right along with the things that happened in your past. So you got to be constantly driving for something new, something fresh. Stay hungry. You cannot eat the same meal twice. And if you do, it ain't going to taste very good. You feel
what I'm saying? It's not.
You know what I'm saying? Not at all.
Now, do you ever have any courses for any artists or any producers out there or songwriters? Do you ever have any classes or that you teach in Alabama?
Actually, that's something I'm working on. And I'll be honest, for quite a while, I've always wanted to share the knowledge that I gain and learn out here doing this. But honestly, I've just been in the shadows. And there, you know, a lot of times people will look past you. I mean, I've been around a pretty famous guy for over 10 years. I mean, Reuben Studdard. I mean, I've been his musical director. We've been boys. So people will look straight past me to him because he's famous. You know what I mean? So what I've been doing is really building my own credentials, building my own name, building my own brand. And you have to have accomplishments and credentials behind your name before people want to hear what you got to say. And that just is what it is. So that's what I've been working on so that I can get to the point where people say, you know what, come talk to us. We want to hear what you got to say. We want to learn from you. So I'm constantly learning, asking for information from people that have been in the business a lot longer than me. I'm like a sponge when I get around, you know, other people. I'm learning, I'm listening, and so that I can at some point teach what I know to other people. So I do have that desire to do it. So, you know, let me know.
Now, have you ever thought about doing a song with Reuben Studdard?
Have I ever thought about it?
Mm-hmm.
I've actually done a couple of things with him. Of course I thought about it. See, you know, I ain't gonna let you trap me on your show. No. Well, put it like this. I'll say this. It's taken a really long time for me to get to the point that I'm at now. Because of my experience with him touring, I've sat in the studio with people like R. Kelly, Jazzy Faye. Everybody, Reuben took me everywhere he went. So as he was learning and recording, you know, I'm sitting here listening to people like R. Kelly talk about what he does. So while Reuben was recording his albums, I was just developing. So I wasn't at the point, and I did a little production on some of his earlier albums, If Only for One Night. I did that record with him on his second album. I did a gospel song on I Need an Angel Call, Don't You Give Up. But at the time, I was still developing as a producer and songwriter, so I wasn't really able to take full advantage of what was happening for him as an artist. But what I tell you, my man looked out for me. I mean, we toured around the world. Anything that happened for him, it happened for me. But now as a songwriter, I'm just now really getting to the point in the past couple of years to where I am starting to be more competitive with my song. So I haven't really had the chance to get the number of placements with him, as you may think, based on our relationship. You know what I mean? But that's just by timing, you know, nothing other than that.
That's real.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I tell you, you know, there's so many people listening in right now. To anybody out there, they want to learn more about Mr. Alvin Garrett, where could they go to?
Well, first and foremost, we pull up the website, which is alvingarrett.com. Alvin, AlvinGarrett.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @TheAlvinGarrett. Same on Instagram, TheAlvinGarrett. And what else we got? Facebook, Alvin Garrett, my fan page, as well as my personal page. You know, I'm just branding Alvin Garrett, whatever you see. Hey, be Alvin Garrett. Follow me there. Yeah. The website has a lot of information about me, the things I've done. You can listen to my album. You actually, purchase it there if you want a physical copy. I will sign and send off all physical copies, you know, because I know it's so easy to get it off iTunes, but you don't get all the little nice, sexy little pictures on the inside, though. You know what I mean? So you got to...
Then I get off the 60, you got to go purchase it.
You got to get the CD. You got to get the CD. Get the little pictures. You
yes,
know what I mean?
You got to go.
Oh,
he got that whole full spread, so you got to go check it out.
I'm talking about six pages.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All the shout out.
That is it. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're
now
so funny. I like
that.
I like the way you laugh. You got the cutest little laugh. I love it.
I'm a little country, you know. Southern girl,
country.
Carolina.
country is in. Hey, I say country is in, man. I'm saying. Alabama boys, I'm representing.
That's what I said, you know. The country taking over.
I'm telling you.
These catchy hey, folks.
It's that Southern charm,
now,
man. That Southern charm.
Now, I know you from Alabama. I know we're getting off on this, but I want to tell you about my Clemson Tigers real quick. You know, the Clemson Tigers.
Clemson? Hey, you know
what?
Yeah,
we taking over.
Let me tell you something. I was born and raised in Roll Tide, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And one thing we don't do is worry about other people's conferences. We don't worry about that. We don't worry about your little conference over there. We don't worry about the Pac-10, the Pac-12. We don't worry about y'all. We beat each other up just to prepare to win the national championship. There it is. So good. Much love to the Clemson Tigers. I hope they come in second place so they can see us on that green and we can stomp them like everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Roll Tide.
All right.
Roll Tide.
All right, look, interview over. Now I'm just
Don't be like that.
Cut.
What? Hey, you know that's all we got down here. That's all we got down here is football. So.
Yes. Y'all know y'all out there throwing them little rocks. That's where they started.
That's what happened.
Throwing them rocks on the dirt road.
Yeah. You have to throw the low blow.
You know how it is. The Rocky Roads, everybody used to be out in them fields throwing
them
rocks. I know. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah. I am not country like rural country. It's just
We went rural country even now.
No, none of the rural country. That's a little too slow for me. You know.
We didn't have that one stoplight. Nah, that was too much for me. I think I would have passed out.
Right. No, we actually have movie theaters and, you know, grocery stores, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm talking about. But I'm enjoying this interview, and we're so glad to have you once again. And so many people are tuned in. Thank you guys for all the support. Now, I know you got some shout-outs as well. Anybody you want to shout out and show love to?
You mentioned one of my people, Jonathan Mason out there in Atlanta. That's my attorney. Be looking out for me. You know, you're listening in, showing some love. And he always got my back. Like to give a shout out to, you know, all of the artists out there who are singing my records and promoting them to radio, Joe, and everybody else that's doing that thing. And who else can I give a shout out? My whole PR team, you know. Riley, Tansy Davis, for just working so hard to make sure that I have the opportunity to talk to people like you. They work tirelessly for me. They really believe in the vision. And just there's so many people that I could thank. We could be here all day doing that, you know. But those are people that just pop out at the top of my mind. Always my band. I say my band because these guys, you know, they really, really believe in me. You know what I'm saying? They believe in where we're going with the music. And when I do my shows, even if it's just two pieces, man, they come out and they rock hard. And my show is as polished as any other professional artist because I got great musicians that's got my back. So shout out to my guys that tour with me, you know. So.
And you're going to have to keep us updated, you know, on what's going on and keep us updated on your music, new releases, tours,
yes.
Everything.
Yes, of course. And we have to do an update. You know, you need to let me know when you're having a show or something really cool where I'm coming to perform. I'm telling you.
Most definitely.
You just got to give us a date and let's make that happen. I'm serious.
We will, you know. And do you ever come to Charlotte? We are always, live interviews as well. You know, we're everywhere. I might be coming to your city or something, but we do a lot of live interviews, too.
I love Charlotte. Charlotte shows me so much love. I've been up there several times in my career, and every time I come to Charlotte, you get a lot of love, and you know, a couple of people up there allowed me to come up there and promote my music, and it's been really cool. Did a couple of clubs, so just waiting on the time to put a little Charlotte run there, come up there for about a weekend, hit a couple of spots. Maybe we can get with you, help pull that off, you know what I'm saying? Promote it.
Most
let
definitely.
Everybody know. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. We can make it happen. Uh-huh. We can make it happen. But once again, I just thank you for taking out your time to come through to the Nikki Rich Show. I hope you continue to follow our movement because we're everywhere. We're global.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got a new fan. I'm your fan today.
Yeah.
Can I be your fan?
Yes, you can.
Oh.
Yes, sir. But once again, we thank you. And you know, we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
And, you know, I got to play some of that. I got to go back. This is one of my favorite songs. Since we got all these slow jams going on, I got to take it back to that intro. I don't know if you know nothing about that. Come inside.
Nikki Reed.
You're now rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. Man, we getting it in. Shout out to our special guest today, Grammy nominated Alvin Garrett. Thank you so much for being our guest. And right now, we're going to take out the time to go. And you know what? I tell y'all, we support our independent artists. Much love to the artists out there. It's our Saturday morning mix, so you know we got to play the hottest out tonight. Well, right now, we want to go and we're going to play some hot new music for you guys. And we want you to call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. Press that 1 if you want to speak with myself or anybody else. We got Rema K. Fill him up.
Came crashing down.
me in the love you gave me. You appointed me, anointed me, and now I'm rejoicing in the love you brought me, in the love you gave me.
Sounds like a hell of a role, but never picked. Had to take a step back and analyze. All these real niggas telling all these lies, and all those other dudes all choose to move in silence. All you running is your mouth, you ain't get no mileage. Had to take a step back and analyze. All these real niggas telling all these lies, and all those other dudes all choose to move in silence. All you running is your mouth, you ain't get no mileage. Posted in my grill talking cheese. Said he got a big deal on the table, 50 G's. Said he known for toting work. You know I'm talking free. Said he got a group of that'll fall to their knees. Whispered in my ear that he said a little fee. Then he said, let's keep it on the hush like Mrs. V. Sweet like Lipton tea, but dog ain't even thirsty. My girl left the crib, so I'm only here for work. And just finished up my show, so that's what I'm finna dip to. Pause for a minute. They said I need a lift, dude. I paused for a minute. I'm thinking where you ride at, where you hope to like to ride at, where you ride at. Talking all this bitch, then you ain't even in the game. In the club solo with no nobody know your name. Flexed up and simply on that fraud. Swear that they into deep and be on that guard. Had to take a step back and analyze. All these real niggas telling all these lies. And all those other dudes all choose to move in silence. All you running is your mouth, you ain't get no mileage. Had to take a step back and analyze. All these real niggas telling all these lies. And all those other dudes all choose to move in silence. All you running is your mouth, you ain't get no mileage. Ain't forget about these rappers that be lying too. Making stuff in they rhymes cause it sound cool. Always talking about this label that designed you and sweated to be plugging, but can't nobody find you. They say that real recognizes likewise, but you gotta realize the real lies the same as white lies. Gotta realize the real guys that do just like guys acting in these movie roles big time with paint dyes. I portray the lifestyle of a young man. Never had gourmet, always with the store brand. Always had a sweet tooth but can't picture with no short brand. But not a white man up in my pocket. Kept it real from the first to the 16th. Never had to try to just part of my instincts. My character never got a vouch for. It speaks for itself. That's why I'm often with my mouth closed. Had to take a step back and analyze.
Y'all wanna dedicate real, this to all the real shots that bad.
And all those other dudes all choose to move in silence. All you running is your mouth, you ain't
no
mileage.
They always tell them how they real, you know what I mean?
Step back and analyze. All the real
you know them old, my life is like a movie era.
All you running into mouth, you ain't no mileage.
All right, that's our new music from the realest McCoy. We got some more music from the realest McCoy. This is Front Row.
Fucking right, baby.
Yeah.
You know who it is.
All right.
Fuck with me.
Give you a front row seat to my life as a visual. Raise a little different, verified individual.
Yeah.
Came through the heat, but now I'm cool as a fan. Only keep it real, I'll you a minute, cool as a fan. Been through a little shit, got a lot to tell.
I promise there was not always.
You know I never stuck my tail.
Keep it 100.
Always that you took the time to listen. I ain't here to change the game, I'm just what the game is missing.
I grew up in a household kind of strict. My mother didn't play no games or didn't take no shit. And she was a preacher too. Imagine what that be like. Felt like I was locked down in the prison and had three strikes. I'm like, Mom, Blake did this and he did that too. Last week he threw a party, this week he got a tattoo. They said that it was gnarly, I can't attest if that's true. Blowing trees like Marley, getting sucked like vacuums. You said he ain't your son, tell me something I don't know. Anytime you give me your inch, I seem to want more. I mean, I want some time with a bad bitch. I'm tired of chilling with these boys cause they ain't Catholic. I wanna pull up, have some hoes show up. Check out what that pussy be like and what's the big deal. Spend a couple of dollars and pop a couple of bottles. Probably might throw up, but fuck it, I'm trying to just live.
Listen to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We got a special guest in the building right now. We want to go to 718. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Shauna from New Jersey calling in to give y'all some love. The hottest show on the globe, on the planet. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
I hear them.
How you doing?
I'm good. Blessed, can't complain.
That's hot. Well, I tell you, I love your new single, Runaway. We're so glad that, you know, we can display it here on the Nikki Rich Show. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You and your team, y'all doing
that. And
y'all
I
thing.
Love it. I absolutely love it. I know you got a hit. You got to keep going, keep pushing. I know as an artist, it can get challenging from time to time. You got to keep it moving.
Yes, ma'am. That's true. Also, too, want to thank also Alvin Garrett. That's his name. I'm pronouncing it correct.
Yes, Alvin Garrett.
Yes, Alvin Garrett, for his wisdom of speaking of the business and things like that and how, you know, to help, he was helping artists, you know, as far as their development. And that's awesome. You know, there's a lot of jewels coming from him.
It is. And it's really amazing just to have people that's in there, that's working. They understand, you know, we might have our titles and because we deserve it and the hard work. But these people are putting in work. You know, they know, they understand. And that's why we're recognized. And sometimes we're not recognized enough, but that's why we're recognized and given those accolades. Because you pushing, you working.
Yes. And I mean, Nikki, we really have to thank you. We really, you know, pray to God and praise him that he keep his hands on you and covered you, because you are really bringing something different and special to everyone. I mean, you are bringing really only the best, and it's awesome. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And keep up your shows and, you know, keep good people around you and things like that. And keep, you know, humble the way you are and the strong, business-minded woman that you are, so professional. And also I want to thank y'all, you know, all the artists out there need to know, they need a press kit or anything like that, that you're the one to come to, you know.
Yeah.
You really get the job done, you do it professionally, and you're about that business, you know. If you're really about your business, you need to call Nikki Rich. Link up with her, email her and her team. She will really help you out and get the job done.
And any kind of way that we can help our artists, yourself, we want to do it. If it's something, you know, that we can do and you be like, I need help. Even if it's of our opinions, or even if it's just feedback on singles and just music or what have you. You know, we're here to give you that, our words and our opinions on it, and, you know, and just the feedback, I would say. We're here to give that to you and help you with the tools you need, because it's the business, it's important more than anything. You got to have your business in order. And just like we said, image is everything, and you want to present in a great way, because it's like a store. I always give this example, like an ice cream store. You know, you want to go to a nice ice cream store. You're not just going to go and purchase some ice cream in a little raggedy building, are you? You know, you want to make sure that you can go somewhere that is nice. You feel like sitting down eating some ice cream, and you know it's all about that appearance. And we gotta dress it up. You gotta fix it, and it all starts with the business end.
Yes, it does. It does.
And you got it all together.
Well, I mean, you guys, I mean, awesome, too. I mean, I think you guys could have, you know, the press kit and stuff like that, and, you know, help assisting with that. I mean, that's awesome, you know, and that's a blessing. And, you know, people, you know, they need to reach out to you and know that the services that you and your company provide, I mean, it's amazing. Amazing what you're doing for us independent artists. So,
And these are things you have to have. It's not something, oh, we just want you to do this. These are things you will need, just like walking into a job. This is your job, you know. And you need a resume, so you need your press kit, EPK, bio. We need that just so we can see what you've done in the past, who you are, how you work. That's all it is, a resume.
Right. Yes. Thank you so much.
Some people, they don't even know what a press kit or EPK is. So if you do not know, it's okay. You can go back and do your research. Again, like we were talking before, research is the key. We have to look at these things sometimes.
Yes.
Yes. But, you know,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I said we're so glad to have you listening in today.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I try to always tune in as much as I can, because it also, you know, assists with me as well to stay connected, you know, especially in this business. You want to be amongst people who are doing, you know, the same thing you're doing, also on a positive note, on a positive platform, that you have something to help you, assist you with, you know. And it's amazing what he said earlier about the spirituality of things, because it's just like, you know, you're getting your body right, your mind, your soul, everything. You know, you have to exercise, and, you know, he said he can tell if somebody's coming in and then, you know, they're working out or they're not. You know, all those things are important. And it's just like with you, you know, in your show and how it's platforming for people, it's assisting everyone, like, who's in the business. It could be fashion, music, or, you know, film, or however. You're bringing everything to them, Arthur. You're bringing all these elements to us, you know, I say us, and it's great. It's awesome. It's awesome. I mean, you got to thank you for that, you know?
It is. It is. And there's so many people, and I tell people, you have to utilize your surroundings. Look around you. See what's around you, even from the radio. Look at our guests. You know, it's amazing that you guys are able to connect with one another. We are that bridge, you know, between the industry executives and the artists and everybody, and we're connecting. We're making that connection. That is the key. Let's not forget to make those connections. That's the key.
Right. Like you said, the pipeline, you know, the pipeline. That's
it is. It really is. And some people you might continue to have a connection. Some people you won't, but guess what? They will know, and you remember you. They will remember you.
Right. Right. Yes. Yes.
So that's grateful. The thing.
I mean, I have, through this show, I have really, I'm starting to meet a lot of great people. I mean, when I say great people, I mean just as a person of who they are themselves, and also them professionally and in their craft. I mean, I thank you, because just tuning into your show, you know, that's why I always want to share it to as many artists out there, or filmmakers, or authors, or whoever is in trying to or wants to be a part of this business or in the entertainment business. You know, introduce them to your show, because I have gained so much since I've been, you know, listening and tuning in and things like that. And, you know, it's just great. It really is.
It is, and I tell you, I just want to take out the time and just thank the artist alone, just the artist alone. Thank you so much for all your support. It's truly amazing just to have you guys that recognize that we are a movement. And alone is hard. It's not easy. A lot of people, they might think it's easy, but it's not. It's not at all.
Yeah.
So we want to continue to give the artists, the entrepreneurs out there, everybody, the tools they need to be successful. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
If there's anything y'all need to know about the industry, I'm here. If I can answer the questions at my best ability, we will.
Right. That's appreciated too.
Well, I just thank you once again, Ms. Shauna. Now, while you're on the line, go ahead and give out your information. I know you got an upcoming event, so go ahead and tell us about that while you're on the line.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have an upcoming event, October 27th. It's in New Jersey. It'll be at the Coffee Cave on Halsey Street. The address is 45 Halsey Street in Newark, New Jersey. The event will be from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., and it's, you know, it's just a nice, like, Sunday evening. And the event's called An Evening of Live Music, Laughter, and Spoken Word. And we're bringing, Face Man. He's going to be doing some comedy. He's awesome. I mean, the guy's bananas. He's funny. He's from BET, Common View, and stuff like that. People probably have seen him. And Carolina's. And we have also my girl Missy B as a DJ. And Cheryl Yearwood, she's going to be on the mic emceeing. And I'm going to perform, actually, me and my band. So So, I mean, I'm excited. I'm just like, you know, want to bring something to everybody, and we're going to have some spoken word. People can come up, you know, it's open for a whole hour and do some spoken word. And we just want to come out and have a great time, you know, a great time.
Well, I say, you know, kudos to you. Congrats to you on all your success. And it's gonna be a great show.
Oh, man, yes, thank you, yes. Everybody come out, you know. You're welcome to come out.
Most definitely. Yeah. Well, we thank you again for tuning in to the Nikki Rich Show. Thank you
always,
so much.
Always.
Everybody, you're just listening to the one and only Miss Deshauna. And, again, we played her new single today. It was Hot Runaway. So if you missed it, you can go back and listen to the Nikki Rich Show. But I want to tell everybody, too, you can get in rotation as well. Log on to NikkiRichShow.com or check out NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. You can email us, EPK bio. Your music must be radio ready. Must be radio ready. Also, please send us a bio or EPK along with your music, MP3. Again, MP3 format, that's what we're taking. And if you have any drops that you want to send us, you can do that too as well. And we're going to wind things down. I want you to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Miss Nikki Rich, and also email us. Right now we're going to end, and we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. We end by saying God bless. God bless you all, and have a happy Saturday.
Nikki Rich.
Hot show on the internet. The Nikki Rich Show.